family, and I'm going to stand a ways out in front of these candles because I don't want to be featured on a Funnest Videos show when I back into one. Pastor keeps preaching while he's on fire. And it's not because his preaching is good. Pastor's on fire, I can hear the headlines. But sharing a series about family, and it's always important, I think, when you begin something, especially a good, helpful, wholesome sermon series, that we get our terms straight. So maybe I can do the same thing with you that I just did with the children. They went first and gave the example, so you know what to do. And I love this because once again, I get to randomly select from among you. Ah, the beads of sweat are forming and the eyes are going everywhere. Like, if I don't look at them, you can't see me. No, I'm going to get you this morning. Let's talk about family. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come around and make you awkwardly talk into my ear cheek mic. And I want you to tell me about your family. That's what we're going to do. So I'm going to pick anyone at random. It could be Tom, but it might not be Tom. Oh, it's Tom. Tell me about your family. Who's in it, Tom?
Well, my mom and dad, my wife, all my kids, my in-laws, aunts and uncles.
Okay. Sounds pretty good. None of them got special mention by name, but whatever. So that's it? We covered it?
And my church family.
Tom, just between me and you. That was a Sunday school answer. Okay, thanks. Let's go to... Hey, Dave.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you tell me about your family, Dave?
Yes, I have my wife, Nancy, my children, Chris, Rebecca, and Rachel.
Okay.
And dog, Prancer.
Okay.
Cat, Zuko.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Zuko.
Zuko, the cat. Excellent. Does that pretty well cover it?
For now, it will.
For now, it will.
Does that mean you'll leave?
Yeah. I'll go away. You can be done there.
We'll talk later.
All right. Let's find another unsuspecting, mostly unwilling individual. Oh, boy. It'd be fun to grab a new member. Hey! I'm not gonna. New members, you're off the hook. Tell me about your family.
My wife, Michelle, 4 kids, 2 cats.
Wife, Michelle, 4 kids, 2 cats. Is that pretty much covered? Did we miss anyone?
Yeah, 2 grandkids.
2 grandkids. All right. Thank you for sharing with me. I want to tell you a little bit about my family. I've got a big family. I come from a large family. And I want to introduce some of them to you. Can I have any youth that are present? Could you come forward just for a moment? If you've been participating in youth group, come on up. I'm not going to do anything terribly embarrassing. Not terribly, anyway. These youth that you see up here, if you didn't notice today, they were helping pass out bulletins. They're going to help serve communion later. They've been singing in the choir. We've got a youth who's running sound. They're helping out right here in this church, and these are all brothers and sisters of mine. I didn't know if you knew that. I've been having a lot of fun working with them in youth group and learning from them and trying to teach them, but it's been a fun time so far, and I want you to know we have these youth in the church, and like I said, they help out in various ways. Keep an eye out for them, guide them, give them some insight, and celebrate, because these are also your brothers and sisters. I didn't know if you knew that. Thank you. You can have a seat. Not too painful, right? Not too painful. And I have these candles lit that represent, in some ways, mothers and fathers and grandparents that are all in my family. And we have all of you, and I didn't know if you were aware or not, but we are all related too. You are all my brothers and sisters as well, and some of you are like, I want out. And if it sounds strange to you, if it doesn't quite make sense, I want to look at a piece of scripture with you, and it's brief, and you made enough noise that I promise I'll be pretty brief. But I want to look at what Jesus says when he talks about family. And Jesus, just to set the backdrop before this particular piece of scripture, what he had been doing was teaching a group of people, and he performed a miracle, and that got some people's attention. And so others were coming to him, and they were like, hey, do that again. So it was pretty impressive, the miracle. And some of them were saying, Jesus, heal me. I need to be healed, and clearly you have power. And some were like, your teaching's amazing, and I just need more of that, and I want to hear more. And what had happened when we get to this particular passage was that it was a real crowd of people. I mean, this was becoming quite the thing, that people were listening to Jesus. And that brings us to Matthew 12:46, and it reads like this. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, just to be clear, there were a lot of people there. So while Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Now, I know Jesus was a little different, and I know Jesus' mother was special because she got to bring him into the world, but I'm telling you, I think Jen's in the nursery and this works perfect. I'm telling you, if this is like any good mother, it was kind of the brother's like, yeah, whatever, when he gets a second. And the mother's like, no, you gotta let me know, Jesus, I gotta talk to you. I don't understand. I'm turning around all the time, talking to people and teaching you your miracle. You come over here and we need to talk. Jesus, somebody go get Jesus. I am running out of time. I am his mother and he is not listening to me. Get Jesus. Bring him here. That's how I imagine it. You imagine it your own way. But his mothers and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him, and someone told him, your mom's throwing a fit, Jesus. No. Your mothers and brothers are standing outside, you know, said with a little bit of gravitas. Your mothers and brothers are standing outside, Jesus. Enough miracleizing and teaching and performing signs and wonders. They need to speak to you. And Jesus replied, and you have to love this. You have to love. Jesus always gets the zinger in. That's part of the reason, small part, but part of the reason I follow Christ. Always gets you with a zinger. So your mothers and brothers are waiting to speak to you, Jesus. And he replied, who is my mother? And who are my brothers? Pointing to his disciples, he said, here are my mothers and brother. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Interesting, isn't it? And so at that, like any good brother, I imagine Jesus' brother got upset. Oh, that's it? We're going to throw down as soon as you get back. Yeah, I've seen some of the miracles, and it does worry me a bit, but I'm not afraid to sock you in the face, you know. But Jesus says, what, my family wants to talk? My family? Well, who's my family? And everybody's like, they're over there, Jesus. He says, no, whoever does the will of my Father, and he's been claiming, I'm the Son of God. I come from God. God is our Father. God is my Father. Jesus says, whoever does the will of God, whoever does the will of my Father, those are my brothers and sisters and mother. According to Matthew, Jesus said that everyone who follows God is his relative. Wow! Your family's bigger than you thought, huh? Better go back to the grocery store again. Family reunion's going to look a little different. You can just show up like wherever you see one, be like, hey, you follow Christ? Yeah, we're bros, so I might get some food. But that's why I say that. The youth, well, they're younger members of our family. These represent past members of our family. You, we're family. Jesus said, according to this passage in Matthew, everyone who follows God is his brother, sister, or mother. And God is collectively our Father. That's pretty neat. But just so you don't blow off that teaching, just so you don't say that's just one little Jesus segment, maybe he was joking or he was in a hurry and just popped that out or he didn't want to talk to his family. This is followed up when Paul wrote to the Romans house churches. This teaching actually occurs in John, and this teaching occurs in later John's writings, and this teaching occurs several times in Romans and Galatians. This teaching is not isolated to one spot. But I love this passage in Romans chapter 8, and so I'm going to read it for you as well. Paul says, he's writing to house churches, and in the house churches they had those that were Gentiles that were not Jewish by descent, and they had Jewish people that had been with God the whole time. And they were worshiping together, and there was a little bit of friction, like, we had God first, oh yeah, well, he's still our God too, no, he's my God. And you had some of that going on in these house churches. And so Paul writes this, but listen to his thought. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Same teaching that Jesus gave. Those who do the will of God are my brothers and sisters. And Jesus says, those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption into the family. I want you to hear that again. The Spirit you received brought about your adoption into the family. And by him we can cry out, Abba, Father. Abba being a more familiar, maybe affectionate term, like Daddy, Father. By that Spirit we can cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. So, in fact, it's not just that we're family, and it's not just that, yes, we're all children of God. You, myself, everybody, we have been adopted into the family of God. And that's remarkable. Now, I knew a couple in Brookston. They were really super awesome and fun to watch, and they did not have children of their own, but they opened their hearts and then opened their home to two beautiful young children that they adopted. In other words, their love spilled over enough that though those weren't blood relatives, they said, we want you to be a part of our family. We are going to give our belongings and our time and anything that we invest and our home and our space and our energy, we're going to give it to you because we love you that much. And they adopted these children. And I know that some of you have done the same, and you know the joy, the extra amount of love that comes with adopting someone. It's not just, well, had to, it's mine. It's like, no, you can come be a part of my family, and that's special. And that's the same language that Paul uses to talk about how we got to be part of God's family. It's not just that you were, that God goes, well, I created everything, so dang. God welcomes you. God draws you in. God's love spills out to the point that he says, I want you as part of my family. I choose you. And not just like, I choose you. I don't choose you. I choose you. God just opened his arms and said, I choose you. Welcome to my family. And think about that for a second. The family of God. Because he gave his son Jesus Christ for all of us can be part of the family of God. So here's what I want you to take away from this. Here's what I want you to get is that one, for those that don't yet follow Christ, if you're sitting here this morning and you're thinking, I don't know about your Jesus mumbo jumbo. I don't do voodoo magic, okay? That's fine. I have no idea what type of family you came from. I have no idea what your past is. I have no idea who loves you or who doesn't love you. I don't know that. But here's what I do know. In God, we have a Father. In Jesus, we have a brother that is arms wide open saying, welcome. You want a place to belong? You want someone that will always love you? You want somebody that loves you no matter what and says you can be part of the family? You want a family to join? We've got one. As you saw with the members up front this morning, as you see with the others that are sitting around that are members of this church, it's arms open welcome. If you don't have a home and you don't have a family, if you didn't like your family, you want to change your family, if you just want more family because you want more reunions, we have one to offer you, and we're not offering it. God said, I'll adopt you in. My love is so great, I will adopt you in. Two, for those of you that do follow Jesus, for those of you that may even be members of this church, the family is bigger than just your family. Now, if you'll excuse me for just a minute, just pardon me for a minute. Some of you, I said we're going to do this series on family, and we're going to have an Invite Your Family Sunday, and again, I love all of you, just forgive me for a minute. Some of you got grumpy about that. Some of you gave the me, 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 Well, listen. Listen, let me help you with the idea of family, okay? It's not just your physical, flesh and blood relatives. You can invite, hear me on this, you can invite for Invite Your Family Sunday anyone, all right? So on Invite Your Family Sunday, here's what we're trying to do. We're going to seal the doors and spray water on folks and call them baptized and expand the kingdom of God. No, we're not doing that. We're just trying to invite people to worship with us because we're trying to grow the family. Because truly, God's love is that big. It's not just your flesh and blood family. It's bigger than that. Okay? It's the family of God. The fact that everyone is welcome. Brothers and sisters everywhere. Because God did that first. Not because we're special or we can be selective. God did that first. And so I say this to you with a word of caution. So how does the old saying go? Something about you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your family? Right? Something like that. Listen, here's my word of caution to you. You don't get to pick your family. So in other words, when we welcome new members up here, when you go and visit a different church and you're worshiping Jesus Christ by the grace of God with other people, you don't get to say, oh, I like you, so you're part of the family, but I don't like you. You're not part of the family. You're different from me. We're not the family. Oh, you're very friendly. We're very similar. You're part of the family. You don't get to do that. Okay, this is my word of caution, and I'm being serious. If you have a problem with somebody that is part of the family of God, work it out. Don't sit and talk about them and fire shots when they're not looking. Come on. We are family. Yes, there are tussles that happen in the backyard. My brother and I know all about that. But we are family. Let's get our crud together and look at the bigger picture that says Jesus is Lord, and I'm here because of that, and you're here because of that, so we can get along. You also don't get to decide who's in or who's out. Well, my record is longer than yours as far as years in the church. You don't get to do that. Those people that stood up here today, some of them, by the way, transferred their membership in, but went through with the class and got to go through with the ceremony. Some of them haven't been here for very long. It doesn't matter. It is by God's grace and God's grace alone that any of us are in. So my word of caution to those of you that are in, welcome everyone. As far as it's up to you, get along with everyone. And recognize you will always have differences in family. It comes with the nature of family. But this family, the family of God, is a little different. And a little bit more special. Because again, it's not something that we just had to do. It's something God chose to do. So if you have an issue, if you feel like you're special because you've been in the church longer, if you feel like you're special because you're new, We are all family because God gave us that grace through Jesus Christ. We are a really big family. And just like, here's the beauty of it, just like when you're playing a game with family, have you ever played one-on-one Monopoly? That is a fist fight waiting to happen. I promise you. It's like, I get Boardwalk. No, you have Park Place. I get Boardwalk. Whack, I got Boardwalk. Okay? If you play one-on-one Monopoly, it's no fun. Just like playing a game with a family, the more people you add, the more fun it is. Or charades, I don't know, I quit. Game over, all right? But the more people you have, the more fun it is. Just like taking on a project with a family. We're going to paint the house. Just me. Okay, that's no fun. It's difficult. But the more you add to the family, we're going to paint the house. Paintbrush for you, paintbrush for you, paintbrush for you, paintbrush for you. It gets done faster. Invariably, someone ends up covered with paint. But the point is, it's a blessing to open up more, to widen the circle, and to include more family. It's a blessing. The more of us there are, the more there are testifying about how good God is. The more of us there are, the more we can see the individual images of God coming together to show us what God is like. The more of us there are, the more gifts there are, the more talents, the more ability to serve, the more creative ideas, the more people to learn and to know. That's why I love being a pastor. People ask me all the time, what do you like about being a pastor? You all. I love what I learn and what I see and what you all can do. I used to think I was a talented person until I started serving churches. No, people are infinitely talented and cool. And the bigger the family, the better. But we're all one family because of what God did in Christ. So we all need to work together. And thank God. Thank God for the family. Not just the flesh and blood family, but the bigger family of faith that he has given you. We all have families. We all have various feelings, various relationships with them. But let's be clear. God brought us, adopted us into his family. This is a time to celebrate that. We have the perfect illustration. I didn't come up with this. I think the disciples did. We have the perfect illustration for God welcoming everyone into the family this morning. We get to celebrate communion together. And in the United Methodist Church, we practice an open